Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. His top economic aide says President Trump might decide by today whether to close our border with Mexico. Speaking to reporters Tuesday in the Oval Office, the president doubled down on his threat to do this if Mexico doesn't reduce the number of asylum seekers trying to cross into the U.S.
To me, trading is very important. The borders are very important. But security is what is most important to me. I have to have security.
GOP leaders like Mitch McConnell and Newt Gingrich are not on board, using words like absurd and catastrophic. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says closing the southern border would be, and I'm quoting, an unmitigated economic debacle. And economists are weighing in with warnings as well. Susan Pozo is director of the Global and International Studies Program and professor of economics at Western Michigan University. Susan, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no impact, no disruption, and 10 being an economic disaster, where would you place closing the southern border with Mexico?
I would place it very high, close to 10. I think that it would be very disruptive for international trade. It would be disruptive for our relations with the rest of the world. It will be disruptive with respect to the institutions and our values that we try to portray to the rest of the world.
What industries do you believe would be hardest hit if the president does indeed carry out this threat?
Well, obviously, what comes to mind, especially for us here in Michigan, is the automobile industry, which as a result of NAFTA and just in general, the way that economic policy has proceeded in the United States has become very intertwined with the rest of the world, in particular with Mexico and Canada. And, you know, what we've done over the years, there's been a great fragmentation of the production process, where when we manufacture automobiles, for example, in Michigan, we have parts going across. We have them coming partly assembled back to the United States, then back into Mexico for another processing. This, of course, would be very costly to the automobile industry to have to disrupt their supply chains, to disrupt their modes of production, to find alternatives.
We're also hearing electronics, apparel, agriculture. How about agriculture?
Well, agriculture, for one thing, we would lose a lot of our fresh fruits, fresh vegetables that we obtain from Mexico and Central America. It would become much more costly. With respect to, there could be retaliation, which would end up impacting our export of food products. And yes, you're right that basically almost every industry is now very well intertwined with the rest of the world and with the production process being as it's carried out today.
The U.S. Chamber says nearly $1.7 billion in goods and services cross the U.S.-Mexico border every day. And then you work in around 500,000 legal workers, tourists, students, and shoppers. I wonder if people really understand what a very, very crucial trading partner Mexico really is.
No, I mean, that's absolutely correct. You not only in terms of right around the border, you're going to disrupt individuals who are crossing in order to go to school, legal workers, as you say, who have passes to come across every day in order to work, or who are American citizens and live in Mexico and cross the border. It would be very disruptive. We are very intertwined in so many different respects. Our economies are very intertwined. It's more efficient to be that way, and that's why we got there.
Susan, what other ways could a shutdown impact Michigan?
Well, you know, about 1% of the Michigan population is born in Mexico, and so they would be cut off from their families. Not only they, but also their own children and grandchildren, the families of those that were born in Mexico that have ties to Mexico. That would make it more difficult. Many of them do travel by car to Mexico to visit family. You also may end up having asylees choosing to come into the United States through Canada and the Canadian-Michigan border. And if the border were closed for a long while, that may very well be what would happen.
Could a shutdown send the U.S. economy into a recession?
I think that there are signs that the economy, I'm not going to say that the economy is going to go into a recession, but there have been signs here and there that, maybe if there is a big shock, that we could. And so this could serve to be the big shock.
And Trump aides, such as his economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, who is the one who today told reporters the president may decide as soon as Wednesday. Of course, we always hear and the president says we'll see what happens. But aides like Larry Kudlow are reportedly looking for ways to exempt commercial trade from the shutdown. What does that even mean? Is that something that could actually be realistically done?
I think that it's very difficult. It's going to simply, it will dramatically increase the costs of trade in general, because if you're going to have to therefore then go about the whole idea of having a free trade area like we have here between the three countries, Canada, the United States, and Mexico, is to try and mitigate those costs, those transactions costs that take place when one crosses borders. And this would dramatically increase it. I don't see that in the long run as being beneficial.
The administration, the White House says, our resources at the border are maxed out with this crush of asylum seekers. What is an economist's response to those who support the president and say, do whatever it takes to secure our border?
Well, I think it's very foolish. I think that it's very costly. I think it's wasteful. It's probably not going to, in the end, achieve the goals that the president is looking for. It's backtracking on what we believe. We believe that people should have, you know, to some extent, they should be able to flee. They should be able to flee dangerous situations. And I don't believe that people, that economists would argue that the crush from south of the border into the United States of asylum seekers, of women and children and families is costly to the United States. Now, in fact, we need people. We need people for production. I mean, what firms are saying all across the country is that there aren't enough workers to get the jobs done that need to get done. And so this idea that individuals coming, whether they're coming for economic reasons or they're coming to flee violence, in either case, I don't see that it would be costly to the United States. It's an additional resource that the United States could use to produce goods and services, make our country better off, and possibly make those individuals better off as well.
Susan Pozo is an economist with Western Michigan University. Thank you so much for speaking with us and being on Stateside.
Thank you.